CliffCentral.com. I used to be so happy, but without you here. No. You can't start another song. Right? Not allowed to do that.
Mm-mm. You get those artists, they just always want to jump in.
No, it was Zara Larsson. Before that, Regret Everything. Okay, let's get into it. There's lots to talk about this morning. We'll take your calls. 0861-555-189. But first things first, Mubs, what do we have?
Okay, so there is a little video that has surfaced and quickly attracted attention all over Twitter. I think it also spawned the hashtag things I would slap AK for or something like that. I actually Flex might know better here than what I do. But basically, it's a video of Black Coffee, who was at the DSTV's iRock Music Festival in Polokwane. And in this video, you can see him. He's obviously involved in a conversation with someone, and that someone turns out to be AKA's
road manager.
The two of them are exchanging words.
No, it doesn't look too aggressive, and then suddenly, out of the blue,
out of nowhere,
Black Coffee smacks the guy so hard that his cap falls off.
I should not be laughing.
No, it is funny.
It's funny though. He smacks the cap off him.
I just want to know what exactly could have been said to Black Coffee to get him to react that way.
Well, basically what happened is, from what I'm reading, AKA was 2 hours late for his performance. These guys were doing a sound check while Black Coffee was playing. So he's like, well, what's going on here?
So
imagine how pissed off you must be. You're DJing and some dumbass is doing a sound check over you.
Oh, Gosiam. Okay. And then obviously AKA wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to let that go. Now, apparently there's been a bit of a rivalry between AKA and Black Coffee for a while now. I don't actually know how it started. A girl, really? Mm-hmm. That's so lame.
Is there a rivalry though? Because Black Coffee's like up here and everyone else is kind of like a little bit down here.
Well, rivalry in the sense that the two of them haven't always liked each other, and I don't know how it started or when it began. And so AKA then took to his social media to say, the media likes to portray me as an aggressive person. Please explain to me what part of Black Coffee smacking my road manager is okay. So taking full advantage of that opportunity. But yeah, it's just very bizarre, isn't it, to see Black Coffee slapping this guy.
It's so weird.
I'm kind of glad that this guy didn't retaliate, though, because it could have gone south very quickly. I mean, can you imagine if this guy decided to punch back?
Yeah.
Then it would have erupted into like fisticuffs or whatever the saying is.
Yeah, it's rare that you see this kind of violence from a professional, but it's nice to see someone also just, you know, people reach a point where they just don't want to have conversations anymore, and they really just need you to shut up and they need to get on with their job. And then AKA obviously decided it was time to get out of there, so he didn't take part in the festival. He just left. And he was complaining, oh, it's not my fault. You guys always try to make me look like I'm horrible, blah, 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 blah. Who knows who's to blame here? AKA didn't get punched. He didn't take a punch. AKA has nothing to do with this. Why they arrived there late, I don't know. I mean, maybe that plays into it. I'm sure Black Coffee was annoyed. He was busy doing his set. That's what he's paid to do. And then he can't do his work. The whole thing is just crazy. If everybody could just be there on time, these kinds of things would be avoidable. You would have had time to do your sound check, all that kind of thing. It seems to me that there's also like a thing where artists want to arrive late. You know, again, I watched this amazing documentary about this guy called Shep Gordon, who was also the manager for Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, wow.
And Teddy Pendergrass one night just decided he didn't want to go on stage.
Yeah.
And this happens with some artists.
Yes, it does.
They just decide, oh, no, I don't feel like going on stage. And his manager was saying to him, look, these are working people. They've saved up to buy the ticket to see you tonight. They have got a babysitter for their kids. They've arranged transport here. They've taken time out of their busy schedule to be here, and they're paying for the privilege. You can't just decide you're not going out on stage. And he wouldn't go on stage. The guy was just full of... Artists are going to calm down.
There's an Amy Winehouse documentary I was watching a few weeks ago, and for one European concert, she really didn't want to go on stage, and then they forced her anyway. So what she did was she arrived there, high as ever. She basically sat down and got booed by the crowd because she refused to perform. Wow. she got onto the stage, she sat down and she just kind of looked away into space and people...
See, I would be annoyed if I were in the crowd and I'd come to see Amy Winehouse and she sat on the stage all high. I'd be very annoyed.
But also, isn't that kind of part of what you would expect from her? Because she was so far off the rails, they'd be like, oh, I went to the concert where she sat down. And be like, oh, that one.
No, because maybe I'm actually into her music. Maybe I'm not there for celebrity reasons. Maybe I'm not there because I want to be impressed by how different she is to me. Maybe I just wanted to fucking sing because that's what I'm paying her for. Because she was a great singer. That's what made her famous. It's not the fact that she was an eccentric, high, raving lunatic.
Well, I mean, this is what they mean by professionalism, right? So apparently before one of her shows, Kate Hara broke up with that English guy. What's his name
Russell.
Again?
Russell Brand. I am so funny. I am Russell Brand.
Yeah, their relationship apparently came to an end one night, minutes before she had to go on stage. And so, I mean, what do you do? Do you break down and curl into a ball or do you go and do your job?
So she went in and did her job,
right? She went and she did her job.
Like a firework. What a pro.
Usher stopped a performance midway once because, you know, he had all the intention in the world to do the show, but then it just, whatever he was going through was too much for him and he left the stage because he couldn't carry on.
Speaking of Brad and Angelina, doesn't Usher have more kids than both of them?
He's got a lot of kids,
He's got, I don't actually know how many children Usher has.
A lot of kids.
I'd have to do a Google search.
He's making love in the clubs all that time and he's got about 12 kids now.
Flax, what's the story there? How many kids does Usher have?
Usher doesn't have any kids. He has one, I think. He has one. Two kids? Because he's just saying he's got
two. I thought he had a whole bunch.
I thought he had like a basketball team.
I thought he was way too young to have kids.
No, Usher's older now.
Looks like he's in his 20s still. Good skin.
Yeah, he does. He's in good shape. By the way, he was just in a movie recently. I think he played some famous athlete or something. Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
And he beefed up for the role. He was looking looking tremendous. He's a very fit guy. So that's probably why you think he's younger than he is.
Well, Ben mentioned Angelina Jolie, and if you want to keep on this rumor mill that we're on.
What's the latest on that ugly split?
Apparently, Angelina Jolie is being consoled by Johnny Depp.
Ooh. Oh gosh, that's so sad. Oh gosh.
So rumor has it that the actress is reportedly being consoled by her former co-star following her split from Brad Pitt. She has turned to Johnny Depp in the wake of the split, and a source, these damn sources, guys.
Yeah, what's
you
that?
Can never trust people that you think are your friends.
That's
if you're
made up.
If you're a famous person, hey, do you think it's made up, Ben?
Can you imagine Johnny Depp goes to a restaurant and he's just like Caesar salad, slow mineral water. Person on the tabloid: hi, I'm a source close to Johnny Depp. He is totally banging the Asian girls.
Yeah,
I've just spoken to him. This is what's happening.
So according to this made-up source, if you'll believe Ben, Angelina idolized Johnny for years before she worked with him on the movie The Tourist, which they did together. The pair of them really hit it off on set after the fact. And
she has a habit of hitting it off with her co-star.
No, she doesn't.
And then it ends in tears and everybody goes, oh, but I don't understand.
And you'll remember that Johnny himself, not too long ago, was embroiled in, messy divorce Amber Heard.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just a case of people wanting to create a story out of nothing. You see, you never know with Hollywood. You just never know.
You can message us on WeChat if you're on there. You can message us on Touch Central from the app, and you can get hold of us on Twitter. You can also call 0861-555-189. Flax, what other stuff do we need to know from Hollywood?
Do you want to know a couple facts about Eminem that you probably never knew?
Eminem.
So, Justin Bieber offered a collaboration with Eminem twice, but Eminem turned him down both times.
Yeah.
In Eminem's song, Like Toy Soldiers, every word hits on a drum beat. A porn star, Jenna Jameson, said that Eminem was one of her best sex experiences. Before collaborating with Rihanna, Eminem dissed her 4 times on his Relapse album, and she still agreed to the collaboration. Eminem used the N word only once and decided to censor it.
Huh.
And your very last one, Eminem's music videos for Stan and Not Afraid were filmed in the same basement. Wow. How interesting is that?
Dodgy, dingy music videos.
And this weekend for celebrities, it was all about moving out of homes.
Who moved out?
So Angelina Jolie moved into a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom Malibu estate on the Pacific, which is apparently stunning.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian...
She needs all 5 bedrooms for her share of the kids.
But it was very quick. Like, when did this stuff happen? Friday. She's already moved out the house into a mega mansion 2 days later.
Yeah, well, when you can pay people to do things for you...
Sure.
You can pay for those things to happen very quickly.
Absolutely.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are about to move into their massive $20 million mansion they just built. Hmm. They've designed it that they rarely never have to leave the house. Gigantic gym, basketball courts, full spas, hair salons, 2-story playroom
for their kids. Is there a room just for Kim's ass?
I think that would fall under the hair salon / full spa.
Yeah, full spa with enormous bath and huge toilets that can handle her massive backside.
Also, music studio for Kanye West. This is probably one of the biggest houses in the world.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Snapchat released this cool thing. So instead of having to Snapchat on your phone, it's now glasses that have a built-in camera. Mm-hmm. So you push a button on the glasses and it records for 10 seconds. So it sees exactly what you see. So that could change the game if that actually goes into production.
Because otherwise Snapchat's in trouble, right? I mean, they've been replaced by that Instagram story thing.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Memories on Instagram. Oh, yeah, totally.
That didn't take long.
No. So I wouldn't buy into Snapchat if I were you.
And then probably the biggest story to come out this weekend was Justin Bieber was in another fight. He's basically walking through a bar in Germany with some like girl. What's that German outfit they called?
Lederhosen.
Yeah, one of those German outfits. She looks really cute in it.
She's wearing the girl's outfit. A dreidel.
Yeah. So they're walking.
Lederhosen. What's that? What's a Lederhosen?
It's not a dreidel. It's called something else. It's called a... anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I don't know. It terms here a some German Tiroler. Beer wench outfit. That's what the story says.
A beer wench outfit. All right. Yeah, I got you.
So
dirndl. That's what it's called.
So Justin Bieber, he smashed out of his brackets. I mean, Six Love, he can barely even see straight. He's probably high, drunk, everything under the sun. And he's walking through this bar without security, just this girl guarding him. Next minute, this dude, he like pushes the wrong person, and this dude just starts like trying to pummel him. And luckily, I think his business partner pushes the dude to the ground. Mm-hmm. And then this girl just sort of like takes him away into some private room. So that was probably the biggest story to come out this weekend. So Justin Bieber.
Was he at a German beer fest?
I don't know if it was a beer fest. I know it was a German bar.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't know how he was even walking.
Listen, your chances of bumping into Justin Bieber are actually quite high. It sounds like he goes out quite often with people.
And he drinks a lot.
Into public places. Yeah, and he gets drunk, so he hangs around. I think if you wanted to meet any celebrity, he'd be the easiest one to meet. Right?
To get a photo with him is another story.
Yeah, but you, especially because there's people around. You know, they're going to stop all of that from happening. Okay. You know, the big night is tonight. For?
Okay, so it's the
20th. The first presidential debate between Hillary and Donald. This is going to be major. And people are saying that the one thing that Hillary should not let Donald do is appear presidential. That's the worst thing for her. Worst thing for him is that she nails him on policy. So she says, fine. What is your plan? You've been talking about you got tremendous, great plans, amazing plans, terrific plans, but he never tells you what they are.
What do you mean? Aside from building the wall, aside from... he's told us some of his plans, hasn't he?
No, he did. He just said, we've got the greatest plans.
Yeah.
We're going to release the greatest plans when it comes to...
Great deals. We're going to make amazing deals with amazing countries.
Okay.
And people. And friends of mine.
But then what if Hillary starts coughing again? And then
that's what everyone's worried about.
Because then he'll then get onto that.
Yeah, look, I mean, if Hillary starts coughing, because then she's going to appear to be unhealthy and...
Excuse me.
That's all she needs.
Also, 2 other great members of Congress, Tim Ryan... Excuse me. 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 And your mayor. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. It's the Mayor Jackson.
Anyway, so there's Hillary coughing up a storm. But Barack Obama was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was talking about, you know, he's coming to the end of his tenure now. Only a couple of months left of Obama.
If that, I mean, the elections are in November, right?
Right.
Sure.
So it's soon. But he'll be president until January. That's the plan.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he's got, let's go through it. Let's do the maths. Let me get a piece of paper and a pencil. It's now September. So, because there's very little left of this month, right?
About
4 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so October, November, December, and half of January. 4 months of Obama left. I'm telling you, we're going to miss this guy.
But with the election so close, President Obama's time in office is winding down. Of course, Obama has changed a lot during his presidency. And if you want to see how much he's changed, we actually got 2016 Obama to sit down and talk with 2009 Obama. Take a look at this.
And I promise you, if you occupy this job long enough, you're going to, in some ways, in some areas, fall short of the ideal.
You certainly shouldn't be punished for that. That's just piling on. Let's face it, the easiest way to get on television right now is to be really rude.
Right.
You don't get time on the nightly news.
Well, I think the second piece of advice is always use Purell hand sanitizer, because if you don't, you're going to get a lot of colds because you shake a lot of hands.
This is not the biggest issue facing the country. It's not something I'm paying a lot of attention.
That is not the biggest issue.
But it is. I mean, it's interesting to look at President Obama and see how gray he's gone.
That is a stressful job, hey?
8 years in that job and you age like that.
Yo.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't sign up for that job if you paid me all the money in the world.
And can you imagine? Donald Trump doesn't look that great to start with. If he becomes president, imagine what he's going to look like in 4 years' time. And Hillary. Crooked Hillary. I mean, she doesn't look so great to start with. We're looking for a grandma and grandpa in the Oval Office within the next couple of years. Right?
69 and 70-something, aren't they? Hillary and Trump?
There's no spring chickens. Right? Do you want to hear Michelle Obama imitating her husband on Stephen Colbert's show?
Okay.
This is quite funny. Listen to this.
Do you do an impression of your husband?
Oh, we, all three of us, have good impressions of Barack.
Would you mind sharing a little bit?
Well, it's usually at the dinner table because, you know, and Malia will start it because she usually asks the serious question. Well, Dad, tell us about your day. Oh, and what about that conversation on global warming? And Barack, Sasha and I are like, oh, God, no, don't get him started. He's like, well, no, I'm glad you asked that. Let me just answer that in 3 points. One, and then 1A, and then 1A and B. And Sasha and I are like, oh.
You're because, like, professor, can I audit
that's
this
right.
lecture?
Because Sasha and I want to talk about our favorite song on Lemonade album. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to talk
about. Exactly.
He doesn't want to go
I
there.
Heard him say, well, I heard you say about the president that he leaves the job at the door when he comes into the residential part of the White House.
He does.
Is that really true? Because I can't leave my job at the door.
Yeah,
how does he leave that at the door?
You know, at least our time together, because when he first walks in, we have dinner. It's usually dinner time. Mm-hmm. So that's the time when, unless Malia asks him about his work, which we try not to have her do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all about the kids. You know, how are your days? What's going on? What's the latest gossip? He's really into gossip, so you can get him really focused because he doesn't have a life. So.
No, but he's got the NSA, and he can find out what any of us are thinking.
He doesn't have a life.
That's true, though.
I like the way she answers like him. Well, I'm really glad you asked that question. That's terrific. You imagine your dad's the president, huh? What kind of conversations are you going to have? That is pretty fascinating. Oh, I've got to play this for you. Now, a lot of people are talking about Claudio Motsoeneng.
Yes.
He hijacked the Mendoza funeral.
The funeral.
Yeah, he hijacked the funeral. made it all about him. I'll play you the clip just now. You can decide for yourself and see if you think I'm being unfair.
Bit of breaking news just came through.
Yep.
Drake is minutes away from releasing his very own short film starring him.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Anybody else think that's breaking news? No. All right. Drake's putting out his own film starring him. Great. Kungs and this girl. I was actually driving in my car on Saturday and this came on. Love it.
Good song.
It's on my it's on my iPhone. On my song list. Alright, here's an advisory. Hot Shannon is moving in with three guys. So far so good, but fingers crossed it works out. She just moved house this weekend.
Oh, well.
She's an attractive woman. She's living with three guys. How could this possibly go well?
So she's basically Zooey Deschanel.
Right. Exactly.
Shannon, you have your pick of the D.
Go for it, Shannon.
Jeepers, my belly.
Get involved. I hope they're attractive. Jared says, when I hear Drake is releasing a movie starring himself, all I can think is he is drunk and on Snapchat. Is that about right? Flex.
Yes?
Drake.
I think it's going to be the most epic movie. I just watched the trailer.
And?
It looks insane.
So has he started making the movie?
So he made the album called Views, which he just dropped.
Yeah.
This movie is based on the album. So I think it's based on his life. So he's in it. I saw there's a lot of shooting, a lot of sex and stuff like that.
Yeah, but his life isn't like that. His life is from suburban Canada.
Yeah, it's cardigans and croquet. Yeah.
Let's watch the movie later on when he drops it.
You do it.
And then let's report back, because okay. It looks really cool.
You watch the movie and tell us about it.
I think it's going to be insane.
All right.
I would much rather watch the new Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me. That's
damn
due
right.
out.
There we go.
Is it out again?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow needs to calm down on the rum and retire. That's Speaking of retirement, right? So, Claudine, what's her name? You know, the court basically said he shouldn't have the job that he has.
Yes.
As acting COO of the SABC. Well, that's just the beginning. There's been a lot of talking about him at the Mandoza funeral. Now, this guy, he's really not a very smart human being. I mean, that's the nicest way I could say it. So at the funeral for one of South Africa's most iconic musicians, he decides to hijack the whole thing and turn it into like an ad for the SABC and to get people to pay their TV licenses and stuff. Just listen to this and try to make sense of this. Remember, we're dealing with someone of very low level education, very low functioning human being, but let's just try.
I listen to people and I have been observing when people were saying, Cloud is out. Yeah. You can't decide for my future.
Yes.
I will decide for my future. Yes. And let me tell you, if I leave the SABC, it will not be the first time. I left the SABC, I became back stronger and stronger.
What makes this so distasteful so far to me is that there's a grieving woman and some children in the front row whose dad is gone, whose husband is gone, and this man is making it all about him. And there's some moron in the crowd is going, yes, yes, like they support Claudie. I don't know what that's all about. I mean, you'd have to have your head read if you're on this guy's side at this point. Maybe it was Faith Mutambi.
I hear people saying Saudi stress, Saudi is stress free.
Yes.
And I'm going to make sure that ordinary employer delivers. Yeah. Because I don't need to be COO to deliver. Yeah. I'm going to deliver. It doesn't matter which position I occupy. And I have been delivering. You know, when people talk about transformation, they speak English. I don't speak English. I speak implementation. You know, there is difference between speaking English and intelligence. Some of us, intelligence is in our blood. The reason why we are able to do what we are doing because we are unique.
I don't even know how to make sense of that. And it isn't because he can't speak English well. That's a nonsense excuse. There are disconnects in his brain. This guy has run the SABC into the ground. It is in the worst financial position it has ever been in. It is an unmitigated disaster. Every property it has halved in value or more.
They reported a loss of over $300 million in the, was it 2014-2015 financial year?
So where does he, when he says he talks implementation, what of what? Bad ideas? Implementation of shitty policies that have reduced your efficacy in the marketplace?
That's exactly what it is, but he thinks they're
destroying
good ideas.
The independence of a state broadcaster? Which part of this is he considering a success? And then he gets paid, apparently, this is what we hear. He's getting an 11 million rand bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Mabali and I did more at the SABC to bring in money, to entertain audiences, than Claudio Motsoeneng will ever do. We didn't get so much as a thank you on our way out. Right?
No.
And we left voluntarily. We didn't have to go to court 6 times to get our job back that we didn't deserve. Huh? What is that all about?
What was the point of the Supreme Court of Appeal ruling the way that they did? What was the point of it all if...
No point.
Well, there you go.
I can tell you now because this guy does not care. Clearly the Communications Department of Government don't care. The minister there doesn't give a damn. And the board of the SABC want him back.
Yeah, because then he just gives them money and then those 10 or 12 people get money and no one else does. It's like he's running the SABC like Zuma is running the
Correct.
Country.
Correct. It's a disaster.
Neither are fit for the job, but they're greasing the right palms.
But tell me this isn't distasteful as all hell. But
hugely.
At a funeral. Mandoza's funeral. Horrible. And you know the family will put up with it?
Well, this is... What do you do? Do you get up on stage and do you usher
he's
him off the stage?
He's paying for it, so... because he's using SABC money to pay for it. It's not his money. SABC, our money, to pay for this funeral, which is fine. I don't mind that Mandoza gets a decent funeral. I'd prefer that Claudio Motsoeneng was not the one who decided. But his family is sitting there and they're going, oh, well, we're going to get this funeral done properly. So we'll just suck it up. And he gets up there. And by the way, I'm only playing you an excerpt. He went on about TV licenses and how everyone's going to pay their TV licenses. It's like 1963 in his head. I can tell you now, if you got in there, if you climbed into his head, this is what you'd hear. Tumbleweeds rolling past you. That someone so low functioning should be in a position of that kind of authority and power is just unbelievable to me. This could only happen in a place where someone like Jacob Zuma is calling the shots. There's no way. If he didn't know Claudia, he didn't love, Baba loves him so much. Remember?
Justice told us.
Baba loves him so much. If he didn't love him so much, the guy would not get a job selling pencils from a cup. Unbelievable. Would you hire him? I wouldn't hire him. Tell you that. Not a chance. So someone has got to explain this to me one day. Let's go on to something much more exciting. The news with Mubs. Let's find out what's happening in the news. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. Mubs, what do you have for us in the headlines?
Well, I'm sorry that you were looking for something exciting because I'm just going to, you know, I'm sorry. Life is harsh, life is hard, and that's just the kind of world that we live in.
What do you mean?
So we're just about to endure sharp medical aid increases, Gareth, of between 10 and 11% this October. All medical aid schemes announce their contribution increases at around this time. The increases are weighted according to the number of members belonging to the specific option. So if you're wondering why the increases are so high, that's apparently because medical inflation is higher than normal inflation.
Huh.
Okay, and this is not a tendency restricted to South Africa. So be prepared for your medical aid to, as the youngins say it, drop bombs this coming October when you find out exactly how much more you're going to be expected to pay for your medical aid.
More.
For between 10 and 11% increases that we are due for, Gareth. Fun times. And yes, we have been talking about Claudia Motsoeneng. So there's still no confirmation from the SABC on the role that Motsoeneng is playing at the national broadcaster. So yesterday, the Sunday Times revealed that a 10 million rand bonus that Motsoeneng received for brokering a deal with MultiChoice back in 2013, this deal was apparently made without the knowledge of the SABC board, which has now angered some of its members. So some staff at the SABC believe that the 10 million rand was a golden handshake. Where we currently stand is Motsoeneng refuses to confirm or deny these claims of the bonus. He's not saying.
Can't we just look at his accounts? SARS can tell us.
And according to at least one board member, Krish Naidu, says that if he did in fact receive this money, then the Treasury must intervene. You know, again, the Supreme Court of Appeal made a ruling a couple of weeks ago. Nothing was done about that. And now you want Treasury to intervene as if something will suddenly be done. Nothing ever gets done. No accountability, no... I mean, this guy, for he's still employed, right? He's still at the helm of the SABC. Well, I'm just upset, girl. You have problems of your own. But nothing ever gets done
here. Can I taste
here.
Your juice?
No, you cannot.
What a guy.
How annoying.
I don't understand how bad people who don't do their job properly get rewarded. Like, that's what really bugs me, is deep down, and I'm not an idiot, I know the world's not fair, but I still, some part of me holds out hope for, you know, hard-working people who do their best getting rewarded, not horrible people who don't do their best and are standing in the way of progress. Those people shouldn't be rewarded, but they do. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the ANC Youth League have come out, you know, guns blazing, basically saying, again, hands off Claudia Motsoeneng. They are throwing all their weight behind the COO, and that's just the way it is.
And by all their weight, we mean that the president of the ANC Youth League, Colin Maine, who's got considerable weight, when he throws that behind something, it means that certain donut shops do better than others.
Just to confirm if someone is actually quite dodgy, look out for the ANC Youth League recommendation. Yeah, that's when you know. Okay,
that's when you know there is.
I was on the fence about this guy. But
that's like when Sepp Blatter comes and comes to your house with an envelope, a brown envelope. You know what's going on.
Or it's like when Putin says you got good morals.
Yeah, yep. No, it's just can't be trusted. Dodgy but you know, behavior.
Isn't this interesting? Like, we've got to analyze this. And there's a lot of this that has to do with men. Let me explain. We live in an era right now of Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, Silvio Berlusconi, Kim Jong-un, and Jacob Zuma. That's the era we live in.
It's not a good era.
No. If I were a woman right now, I would be especially irritated with men. I mean, men are irritating no matter what. But here in this case, like, I would be so extra annoyed that all these men all over the world are busy swinging their dicks around.
And I mean, ultimately, that's what it's all about.
And they're all old, creepy men.
Yeah.
There isn't one of them who, if they weren't politically powerful, would be getting action. No one lies in bed at night and fantasizes about Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, or Jacob Zuma, do they? Mabs, have you ever had sexual thoughts about any of the three of them?
Only nightmares, Gareth, and yes. Then I wake up screaming from
right.
That sleep.
So these are the supposed alpha males of our time. But they're horrible, creepy, old men. The kind of lecherous old men who, if they weren't successful politically, would be hanging around at bars with girls much too young. They'd be sitting in jacuzzis with big medallions around their necks and hair on their backs and sunglasses with yellow tint in them, like blue blockers, going, "Come on, honey, get in the tub with me."
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you now. These are the people who are running the world right now. There's something about that that embarrasses me. I don't know why me, because I don't associate with these people. But look at them. So you got Jacob, Donald, Silvio,
Vlad.
These are the kind of people who everything about them is alarm bells. These are the kind of people who just treat other people as objects. And yet they're in charge. Are we stupid to have voted for these people? Are we stupid to have these people lead us?
Well, I mean, the saying is bad things happen to you because you deserve them, right? So do we deserve these leaders? We put them there.
I don't want to believe it. I really don't. I'd like to think we're smarter than that, but clearly we're not. These are the guys in charge. The person who put the people in that funeral program, Things Black Coffee Should Slap.
Oh.
No, good point.
Okay,
that's from
Ayanda. That was the hashtag.
Right.
Things Black Coffee Should Slap.
Black coffee's got a lot of power on him, eh?
He was angry.
That smack came out of nowhere and it clean took the guy's cap off. Everybody's watching that today. I think Proverb even joked about it during Idols yesterday. And who are these people supporting him at the funeral, says Monet?
They've all got their hype crew.
Oh, you mean it's like an entourage?
Of course they do. It's like, I'm here because of Cloudy. Yeah. So when Cloudy says something, whether it's halala or whatever, they go, yes, yes. Listen to that woman. She sounded drunk, like she was just absent of thought. She was just going, yes. You listen to that clip again.
Yeah.
At one stage, you can hear she doesn't quite understand what he just said. So she's going, yes.
Where is she now?
I listen to Zed out. Yeah. You can't decide for my future.
Yes.
I will decide for my future. Yes. And let me tell you, if I leave the SABC, it will not be the first time. I left the SABC, I became back stronger and stronger.
Yes.
I hear people.
She does sound drunk. Yeah, all right. Let's go to something far more exciting, the World Burping Championship, and then we'll get to Ben's sport. Do you want to hear this, Ben? Because it kind of fits into sport.
Yeah, I just totally forgot to put it in. I feel very bad.
You're watching history, ladies and gentlemen. History is being made here today. You can tell your grandchildren that you were here at the first World Burping Championship.
All right.
And we think Tim Janis is ready.
My point is going to be to gulp a lot of air. I think that's the most important thing. That's the most efficient way of getting air down. And then I'm going to drink a lot of soda, but I want to start gulping the air before I do anything else. As I drink the soda, what that's going to do is, of course, it will release more bubbles. But it's also going to compress the air that I've already got in my stomach so that I have... so that no air hides in any corners of my stomach, so that it's all at the very top and ready to explode out of me.
That was clever.
Wow, listen to that. I gotta tell you, there's a discipline here. Right?
So there's a real science behind what he's doing with his organs.
Amazing.
One of the things I worry about and is that if I burp with too much force, that all of a sudden, you know, what could be a 12-second burp will be condensed into an 8-second burp.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to hold that back. Eventually, someday, I'd like to learn how to contract my esophagus a little bit to hold that sound, hold that note a little bit longer. But, you know, I think that's something that I'll work on in the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have your champion, Tim Janis, the world burping champion.
Wow, how's that?
I don't know. I think, you know, probably for me, it's experience. I've been doing this my whole life, you know, working in the backyards, working in the park.
Imagine you tell your parents, I won the world burping champion. We're so proud of you, son, and you still live at home.
Judging by the applause, it was to a crowd of three.
Yeah, shame. That's quite, it's a hell of a burp, though. That first one was something else.
My approach is going to be to go.
That is incredible. What a talent, right? Let's get into some sport, Ben. Here are the headlines in the sport this morning. Ben Karpinski, what do you have for us?
Mamelodi Sundowns into the final of the CAF Champions League. They'll take on Zamalek from Egypt. The final will take place first leg here in Pretoria, Tshwane, 14 October. That's Sundowns versus Zamalek, and then up to Egypt, 21st of October. Sundowns have made the final in 2001, but they were beaten by Al Ahly. Hopefully they can do much better this time around. In local PSL action, Cape Town City beat Ajax Cape Town in the first of what was many, many Cape Town derbies. 1-0, Cape Town City progressed there. Kaizer Chiefs, they did alright. They scored not one, but two goals. They beat Maritzburg United 2-0. And Boom Celtics have gone down to Golden Arrows 1-2, which means Golden Arrows top of the log right now. Very, very good stuff. English Premier League, it was goals galore on a great Saturday. Arsenal, big winners. They beat Chelsea 3-0. Liverpool, even bigger winners. They beat Hull 5-1. Man City, well, they just keep winning. They beat Swansea away 3-1. Spurs with a very good win that puts them on second on the log. They beat Middlesbrough 2-1. And Man United just somehow clicked. They left that tree Fellaini out. And before he knew it, they were playing with rhythm. Wayne Rooney was also left out from the starting lineup. And suddenly that team looked great. 4-1 over Leicester. Man City 4 points clear at the top. Proteas absolutely rolled over Ireland by 206 runs, with Timo Bavuma getting the man of the match there with a great 100 on debut. Just him and Colin Ingram were the two guys to get debut hundreds for the Proteas. Okay. India on the verge of a massive win against New Zealand. If not, they haven't done it already. Sorry, I've lost interest in that match because they're so one-sided. Basically, India gets you to come play in their country. They pick dust, they throw it on a pitch, and then they spin you out. That's how that happens.
There's no point in trying.
Not really. Rory McIlroy won the Tour Championship, and with that he claimed the FedEx Cup, and with that he is so much more richer than you are, even more so than you thought. He made $11.6 million yesterday, which included the $10 million bonus. Ryan Moore becomes...
That's more than Cloudy.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan Moore becomes the final Ryder Cup spot, and Davis Love's team, because he did really well over the weekend. Plus, he's pretty solid. And Davis Love, well, he's kind of losing it. He said this is the greatest ever, ever, ever American team to ever play in a Ryder Cup, which is basically a dickish way of jinxing your own team. Brad Binder wins the MotoGP3 world title. Yes, that is correct. He'll be in MotoGP 2 next year.
And he's South African.
Young 21-year-old South African guy. Rugby Championship this weekend. SA versus Australia. 5:05 at Loftus First Felt. If you are keen, I'm sure there's still tickets. Nobody watches rugby in Pretoria anymore. And finally, Arnold Palmer has sadly passed away at the age of 87. He was the undisputed king of golf. The first guy to make $1 million in the sports. And he had proper swag. That was him. He's gone. 87, though, decent innings.
And that leaves just Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, well, Gary's not going to die. He's going to be here forever.
Really?
Yeah, look, it is. It's been written in the wind. Jack will pass on probably soon after this. You know, they all lived life full of bacon, lack of exercise, womanizing and stuff. Whereas
not Gary.
Gary is perfect, of course.
No bacon.
No bacon. So if you want to live very, very long, no bacon.
And, of course, Gary's slim and does 1,500 push-ups every morning.
He's already done that now. We're sitting here 1,500 less than him.
We're fat, lazy, useless, and Gary has done 1,000 push-ups.
Yeah. And he's about 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Well, there we are.
He's the Highlander. More sport tomorrow, Ryder Cup weekend. So, lots of golf. I know you're excited.
All right, Ben. We know you're excited, is more the point. Okay, in a moment or two, we'll catch up with some stuff that's going on. Chad Simon is our guest. He's coming in this morning. And we're going to speak to someone called Anelem Demka, who's also a wellness coach and the CEO of Apex Aesthetica. So if you are feeling fat and useless today, maybe he has some advice to help. Jay-Z. Well, you know Jay-Z, right? He ends very abruptly, and you don't even know his song's finished. Ends cold, that's what it's called.
Also because Kanye didn't have any more rhymes in him. There was actually another three verses to that song, but Kanye just lost talent. He just ran out of talent, and that was the end of the song.
Don't say that about Kanye. He'll get upset and he'll come and go whoop ass on you. He'll open up a can of whoop ass on you. That's what he does. All right. Crooked Hillary, it turns out. You remember we played that clip from Between Two Ferns?
Yes.
Where
Zach
Galifianakis interviews Crooked Hillary and she just came across really badly.
Everyone does on that show. Yeah. That's the point of it. But the thing is, she was extra bad.
You know, like for example, when he says to her, oh, so you were Secretary of State to Obama. So how many words can you type in a minute? Mm. And she went, oh my God, you know, you're so out of touch. That's not what a secretary is, blah, blah, blah. She was serious about it. She should have said, oh, 1,000 words a minute.
See, now, Crooked Hillary went on there because Obama went on there and he was funny. And everyone was like, oh, Obama's on Between Two Ferns. This is so cool. But now what's going to happen is that Trump definitely won't go on this because she's made such an ass of herself.
Yeah, but also Trump has no sense of humor about himself. And Hillary doesn't know how to have a sense of humor about herself.
Oh, she's crooked. How can she?
No, no, it's not even her crookedness. She's just not a... Like, Bill's cool, you know?
He was the cool guy.
Bill was cool, even if it was a 90s kind of cool. And maybe it's also because he was just horny the whole time.
Yeah, he played the saxophone, right. And he slept with a lot of young girls.
Right, but he was cool. Yeah. Bill was cool. Hillary, she's not a bad person. Don't get me wrong. I think she may be dishonest some of the time. Certainly that's how most Americans are feeling about her right now. But she's just not cool. She's got to stay away from this. Don't think you can pull a Barack Obama, Hillary. You do not have the chops to pull this off on late-night talk shows. Just stick to the political shows.
But does this mean that we're probably going to see Crooked Hillary in karaoke carpool as well?
Probably.
She'll probably try to get terrible. That before the polls open.
Yeah, and she'll be cackling in the car, but she won't really be having any fun at all because she doesn't have fun. I don't think Hillary knows how to have fun.
Well, she's got a lovely laugh, Gareth. That would suggest otherwise.
You think so, Ben? Is this the thing? This is kind of, this is the key? Shame. You know, I know she gets a hard run of things here because she, you know, for various reasons, she's a woman and she gets compared to men and, you know, then people have expectations and she's got to be every kind of woman. She can't just be a smart, successful woman in politics. She also has to be a great mom and she also has to be the sexiest woman on earth and everything else. It's totally unfair. But I just don't think she should be going for the cool things. Like, do not go on a Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis. Bad move. And now it's coming back to bite her, and she knows it's been a mistake because she came across as being humorless and shrill and unhappy and unable to laugh at herself.
She could have gone on to any one of those Jimmy talk shows. She's and it would already, be a much safer bet.
Oh no, she was on Saturday Night Live. That's what I'm getting confused
yeah,
with.
She should go on the Jimmys.
You and can do any of the Jimmys. It's very, very, very so easy. Tame.
Because the Jimmys, they will lie about how much they love you, even if they don't.
And then Fallon will just laugh at himself, which will then mask how awkward she is at laughing, right. And then it's easy.
And then maybe she'll do one of these. Anyway, I kind of... Look, we know Donald Trump would be even worse. But that's precisely why it's a good idea for him to not go on that show.
Well, his team have probably decided that he... I mean, he would have by now, right? Because there's so many of those shows that they could have put him on.
Yeah.
The fact that he hasn't, maybe his team already know that, listen, Donald, this is not your strength here, so we're keeping you away from those shows.
Well, here we go. This is from Amelia. She says, don't you think your comments about Hillary are just a bit sexist? Well, that's what I'm saying, is people have these bizarre expectations. That includes me and probably a whole lot of Americans, that they want her to be everything. They wouldn't expect that of a man.
Yeah, but I mean, it happened...
On the show, we would.
It happened with Obama as well, you know.
First black president.
First black president.
He had to be everything.
Goodness, there was no way Obama would have been forgiven for a Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky sex scandal. There's no way it would have been...
Not a chance. They would have said, oh, well, this is typical of black men.
There's no way it would have been acceptable for Obama to have more than one baby mama like Donald Trump has.
No way.
Exactly. It would not have been acceptable.
He had to be a superman,
yeah.
Which he is.
It happens.
It's mad. It's unbelievable. The whole thing is just great. I can't wait for this debate tonight.
Oh, yeah. So will we be able to see it tonight or will it be like at 3 in the morning?
3 in the morning our time. So we'll play little bits of it for you for tomorrow. We'll see if we can find some highlights because it's going to be exciting.
We're probably at the back end live here where we start the show tomorrow.
Maybe, if it goes on for hours and hours.
Okay, let's take a guess. I reckon Donald's going to wear a bright red tie to show he's dominant and American.
And it'll be longer than it should be.
And wider, and she's going to wear a blue power suit.
She's definitely going to be in a suit of sorts. Sure, what colors?
Donald's going to go for a dark suit, probably dark blue. And as Ben says, white shirt, red tie.
Blazing red tie, though.
Right.
Like a fire hydrant hanging from his neck.
And Hillary will go for the power suit, the pants suit. That's what she's famous for, the pantsuits.
So I'm going with like a sort of contemporary royal blue power suit.
With some kind of brooch.
Yeah. Shame.
She'll wear a brooch.
And a SARS cough mask.
I think she's over the pneumonia.
I think they've got that under control.
Coughing, not even Crooked Hillary, coughing Hillary. Anyway, she better not lose it during this debate, because Donald will, if he senses weakness, he's like one of those wild animals in the zoo. If he senses weakness, he pounces on you. And then he just eviscerates. Oh, I told you she was crooked. I told you she was sick. I told you this woman's very bad. She's very bad news. Tremendously bad news for all of America. She's a big loser. She's just a loser. Low energy.
Yeah, you see, Hillary is going to have to find her composure, because Trump has a tendency to, you know, hit below the belt when he's supposedly debating.
He plays the man, not the ball.
So she just has to remind herself that if she maintains her composure, then he's the one that will end up looking like the idiot.
Yeah, she must definitely not lose her temper with him. Yeah. She must be very cool. She must almost mother him. She must be like, use her intuition to kind of get the worst out of him. And just let him go on his mad tear and go off on a tangent. Let him do that, because that's when he loses his way.
That's the thing. Make him accountable for all the hype that he throws out there. If she gets into that, it's like wrestling a pig. Once you hit the mud, the pig's going to win.
That's exactly right. Hillary's laugh is the new preferred method of exercising demons by the Catholic Church, says Jared. Greg says, Ben doesn't understand rap, clearly.
How is that?
Elson says, thank you for that Jay-Z trip. I don't know, Ben. I'm not commenting. I'm just reading out what Greg said. Elson says, thank you for that Jay-Z track. Quick hip-hop fact for Michael. Jay-Z wrote Dr. Dre's verse for Still Dre. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Now you know. And then this comment, I think government is proving that crime does pay. What kind of an influence are they, over and over again, showing young moldable minds that you could be rich and successful by screwing other people over? Now, I get that feeling sometimes, obviously that in relation to the Slaudi Mutsweneng story. And then a message from Rodney, love your show guys, keep it up, thank you Rodney. And Joburg and Pretoria put sexy into the dirty job of cleaning, what is that? Oh, right. Book a naked maid to come and clean the post-Bride-day mess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard about this. That was last week, no?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a guy who's apparently recruiting women to offer the service of coming to your house to clean it. The difference is that they'll be butt naked. I don't know if, you know, he's recruiting the caliber of women that you would see in a strip club or what, because, you know. But that seems to be his business model intention.
Would you hire people to clean your house naked?
No, I don't need to see other people naked. I mean, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Especially when they bend over to clean under the counters and things, and then they bend over and there's balls hanging out at the bottom.
Oh, goodness.
No? That wouldn't do it for you?
No, well, he's only recruiting women, so it's not a... Oh,
but I thought for you, we'd probably go for men.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want naked
no,
women.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. This sounds like quite a tough gig to actually want to do.
Yeah. Because you actually have to clean.
Yes. But do you, though?
Yeah.
Because if you...
Oh, if I'm paying for a cleaner, I want a cleaner, even if they're naked.
Okay, Gareth.
I'm very fussy.
See,
I don't like dust.
I don't imagine that people using this service would specifically be looking for a brilliant cleaner. They're just looking for a naked person in their house.
Yeah,
but it's not just maids.
They got to be doing something.
Apparently, that you get naked lawyers and accountants.
What?
What?
A naked lawyer?
Imagine that happens. Okay, look, my tax is a bit dodgy, but you take a top off first.
For every rand I save you, I'll take off an item of clothing. Huh? That's the way to play that game. All right,
naked plumbers.
What?
No.
Aren't they almost halfway there with their plumbers crack in any case? Jeez. Oh, I had such a good day on Friday talking about getting things fixed. Sorted out my internet at home. Sorted out my my TV, my sound system and everything else. I'm feeling so much better. But I love when stuff works. Oh, it makes me happy. I get so excited when like wires and cables are tidied up and you press a button and something does what it's meant to do. Isn't it the best feeling in the world?
Yeah. Well, technology you pay a lot for, so it has to work.
Well, exactly. Okay, let's get cracking here. We got Chad Simon coming in next. That's going to be loads of fun. You can call us on 0861 555 189.
CliffCentral.com.